Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, one and all, to the Dark Charlie Podcast. I'm your host, David Marbell, here with the Dingo.
What's up? This is the Dingo. So what are we going to be talking about today, Marbell?
Well, I think today we're going to be talking more about medical use of cannabis and just whatever we feel like talking about.
Right, just current world issues.
Yeah, for the first episode of the Dark Charlie Podcast, I think it makes more sense just to, you know, chill, talk about some stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I wish they would just legalize it, honestly, across the board, make it like a cigarette.
See, that's the thing with me. I don't think people will trust it if they make it legal like that.
Why wouldn't they trust it? They already don't trust it now.
Well, what I mean by that is I don't think that the people, the cannabis users, the cannabis community, will trust the government to just sell it like that, to put it out there.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, well, this is what I don't agree with. How can they say that it's a drug like heroin, or how can they say that it's a gateway drug? Have you ever seen marijuana grow a hand and open up a gate or a fence?
I've never.
Right? So how, I don't understand why it's called the gateway drug. So,
stupid jokes right here on the Dark Charlie Podcast, episode 1.
Yeah, well, you know, it's called the gateway drug, but I don't know why, because it's not capable of opening a gate. You know, when I cut my grass, I have to open a gate, you know, but I've never seen marijuana physically open up a fence or a gate before.
Again,
so,
looking into medical use, which is what I really support, is medical use.
Oh, yes. Medical use, for sure.
It's more of a sense of, I believe, if you got nothing wrong with you, which at this point there is nobody in this world who is absolutely perfect, everybody's got something wrong with them, it seems to find that cannabis really does help.
Yeah, and it really does. It has significant results in the positive realm, and like people that have cancer, you know, they smoke it for a little while and suddenly they don't have cancer anymore. I wonder, is that a coincidence?
Well, no, studies find that cannabis does kill cancer cells.
Right, and it's even in the Bible. Revelations talks about this miracle herb that was...
Yeah, folks, we go there.
Yeah. So, you know, if you open up your Bible to Revelations, you'll see that there is the... I think it's the Apostle John, or maybe the Apostle Paul, talks about this miracle herb that he's seen in a vision that God planted in his mind, no pun intended, that is supposed to be like the bringer of healing and has medicinal properties. Guess what, folks? That plant is marijuana.
Yes, very much so. Now, being that I do professional wrestling events, I find that a lot of the athletes and stuff, without saying any names because I don't want to put anybody on blast, you know, a lot of guys use it because of the aches and pains of years of abusing their bodies. And
right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, if nothing else can work for you and you have to turn to marijuana for alleviation of pain or whatever, then I have no problem with some people using it for that, you know what I mean? Or even recreational use. I feel like they should put an age on it, make it to where like it's a cigarette, you know?
Now, again,
18 or 21 or whatever, you know?
Again, without giving out names, I had someone recently tell me that there's no evidence that it can be used medically, that they're not testing it for medical use.
Oh, that's
BS,
dude.
BS.
Oh my God, of all the clinical trials and case studies that they've done with marijuana, my God, that is the biggest lie I've ever heard. Have you ever heard of anybody overdosing on it?
Never.
It is. That brings us to our next point.
Impossible,
exactly. You know, and I would have to say, even if you smoked an ungodly amount, like a Cheech and Chong amount, you would not overdose. You would just get probably the best high of your life, wake up about 10 minutes later face down on the floor giggling and wanting a taco. I mean, that's about it.
If you're a paranoid person, you'll be like, what's going on, man?
Yeah, but that's a good thing. You know, you cannot overdose on it. You cannot, it's just, there's nothing bad about weed at all. In fact, I don't know why it's illegal still in a lot of places in the world.
The only thing about it that I can see there being an issue is an issue that anybody could have with anything, including like cough syrup or aspirin or something like that. It could be abused, just like any over-the-counter medication.
Anything could be abused, you know?
Right.
Like, I abuse my teddy bear at night.
That
doesn't.
Kingdom, that's a
little bit of information. Oh, did I say that? Yeah, oh, all right. Well, we got to keep our listeners interested.
Yeah, I think they just turned off, but all right.
I think that there's a difference in abusing and addiction. I don't feel like you can get addicted to it. I mean, there's people that smoke it every day, but being addicted to it, now there's, you can get addicted to heroin, you can get addicted to crack, you can get addicted to anything,
drinking,
almost, except weed.
Syrup,
yeah, but aspirin. Weed can be as needed, you know? You can smoke it as much as you like, as less as you like, and go about your day and be functional. You can go to work after you smoke it. You can drive while you're smoking it, which I'm not saying that I encourage that.
Yeah, they could smoke you. I wouldn't recommend
But you can, and that's the thing. Let's say you have a few beers before you drive. Guess what? You're getting a DUI, and
again,
you're probably going to get in a wreck.
Again, without throwing names out there, I've been in the car with people, some who may have had a puff or two. I'm not going to say any names.
Right.
And they drove their vehicle just fine.
Keeping it classy. Mm-hmm.
No issues.
No issues. Probably even drove better than what they did before, huh? Maybe.
I would say just about normal. If not a little more cautious.
Yeah. And they went about their merry old transportation day, and they arrived from A to B safely. Right?
Right.
Okay. So, now, if they'd have had a beer or two beforehand, or
I wouldn't have gotten in the car.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So that tells us something, folks. That says that it's easier. It's life experience.
What this can do to you, and
Big Pharma doesn't want anything to do with it.
Honestly, once they come around, that's when I think there's going to be real trouble. When they come around to it being legalized, and they're like, okay, we can make money off this, and we'll patent it and all this.
Yeah, there's that angle, but you gotta look at...
There's gonna be a lot of people who are like, still, like I said at the beginning of this podcast, I think there are gonna be people, once Big Pharmacy comes around on it, who won't trust it.
Right, but there's...
Because they know it's not gonna be pure like it is when you get it, any other way. I'm not supporting any illegal activity, I'm just saying.
Right, but, and that's what, that kind of brings me to my next question. So, when Big Pharma realizes, okay, hey, we can make money off of this product, we can put it in pill form, whatever it already hasn't been in already, but once they realize that, hey, we can make money off of it, what are they going to do when they think about, oh, well, now this miracle drug is eradicating diseases that were lining our pockets with gold, such as cancer, or, you know, epilepsy, or things like that, that Medicaid and Medicare and big insurances out here are paying millions of dollars out the wazoo each year to help fund the fight for these diseases because they are still rampant. But here comes a miracle drug like marijuana that comes and just totally obliterates the disease that's lining their pockets with gold. So, I mean, it's kind of like a catch-22.
Yeah, that's very true. But I just don't see people like that. I don't see it ever getting to the point where it's like a cigarette where you could walk into the store and buy a pack of joints or something, because no one's ever going to trust it to be like that.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
They're going to, because just like cigarettes, tobacco use didn't always have all these bad chemicals in it.
Right.
But now it's laced with all this other stuff, and I'm pretty sure that the marijuana community isn't going to trust the marijuana that the government's putting out there and saying, hey, no, this is okay for us to sell. This is okay. This is legal. It's
right.
Approved. Well, you also approve rat poison.
Yeah, the FDA, you know, or whatever. So, but that's the thing. I don't ever. Yeah, I mean, you do raise a good point there. The whole trust, the trust issue, is going to be a major hurdle that, you know, the proponents of marijuana would have to probably get over before they.
I really think that's an angle not too many people talk about, is that even when it is legalized, like, okay, now it's legalized, the fight's over. No, it's not, because now you got, how is it going to be distributed, excuse me, that's a big word, how is it going to be distributed? And then after you figure out how it's going to be distributed, well, who's distributing it? Is it the nice little granny down the street opening her own little shop? No, it's going to be big government. It's going to be big stores. And
right. They're going to make it difficult for little guys like us to get licenses to even distribute it.
Right. And I'm not even saying I want to distribute it. I'm just...
I might want to distribute it.
I do not support drug use.
I do. Well, not drug use, but marijuana. You know, I do support responsible marijuana use.
Nice
save. For medicinal purposes only.
Nice save, Dingo.
Thank you, Marbelle. Well, so, with that said, you know, I feel like the cat's out of the bag here already with marijuana. I mean, how many states is it already legal in, you know?
Most of them, if not.
I'm talking for medicinal purposes.
I can't tell you off the top of my head.
Right.
But I know there's quite a few. I know Canada just legalized it yesterday.
Like across the board?
Across the board.
Yesterday?
Yesterday.
Oh, as of June 19th, 2018.
I believe so.
I read somewhere that they it's coming, folks. It's coming.
If not, a lot of people are jumping the border.
Pretty much, yeah.
But here's my question. I hate to get political on our first episode of the Dark Charlie podcast.
It's going to be, so.
But...
we're just jumping
ahead. If we're going to build a wall around Mexico...
Oh, my God. Don't get me started on that.
Over the war on drugs and all that stuff. Well, it just became legal in Canada, so what are we going to do?
I think we're fighting more of the heavy drugs over in Mexico. Like, I think we're more about fighting the crack and the heroin and everything. You know, the harder type stuff that's coming from Mexico.
As long as someone can spend up to 5 years in prison over freaking pot...
Right. Well, I mean, it doesn't make any sense, right? I mean, you have sex offenders that are molesting little children or getting 6 months or house arrest.
Wow,
and then you have.
We're really getting in this deep.
Yes, we are.
Episode,
and then you have people that go to. that get caught with, like, you know, a very relatively small amount of marijuana that puts them in prison for 6 years. What the hell is wrong with this situation here? How can you put somebody in prison because they had a little bit of weed on them for 5 or 6 years, but then let somebody that just got done molesting a little child get off on house arrest? It doesn't make sense. You know?
Brother, the only thing to cure that issue is a bullet.
Yeah, pretty much. But I think going back to the Trump wall thing, and it's more about controlling immigration than it is the drugs that are coming through, because if you're controlling immigration, you're also kind of, you know, it goes hand in hand. If 45 Mexicans aren't coming across the border, then that's 45 less Mexicans that could have potential drugs on them as well.
Yeah, that's true. But also, Canada, I don't trust Canada. They're too nice. They're too nice people. They'll offer you a donut after punch you in the face. They're too nice.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know... I just don't like the way they...
I love Canada.
Yeah. Well, you know, as
I was... The greatest wrestlers of all time have come from Canada. Canada's okay.
Wayne Gretzky, right? Oh, wait, that's a hockey player.
How dare you? How dare you get a hockey player confused with guys like Bret Hart, Stu Hart, Owen Hart?
I thought Bret Hart was from Ireland.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm starting to...
I'm friends with you.
Okay, well, back to the topic.
Well, I'm about to skin a dingo. This is...
Oh, man.
Man, like...
Woo! Well, I think that's going to conclude our podcast, our first episode for this. So, thank you guys for tuning in.
Some cheap plugs real quick before we go.
Cheap plugs.
Charlie Podcast is brought to you by you, the listeners. You, the people. We didn't make a dime off this episode, so enjoy this.
It's just what we like to do. I hope you guys enjoy it. Go do the doobs.
Got some...
What?
David Marbelle here. I have events coming up this Saturday, 23rd. The Keystone State Wrestling Alliance, the oldest promotion running in Pittsburgh today.
Be there.
Spirit Hall.
Be there.
In Pittsburgh.
Be there. You don't want to miss this event. This is some awesome stuff.
And in case we don't get another episode out before July, July 1st, Benwood, West Virginia, Black Diamond Wrestling is hosting an event. I will be there as well. My man Dingo, you know, he's always around. He'll be listening in. And hopefully if this does well, before you know it, we'll be sending your ears some more good things to listen to.
Right, good vibes. Here. Sending good vibes. Nothing but good vibes. Again, what were them dates again? June what?
23rd.
So June 23rd, 2018, Keystone Pavilion.
I believe this weekend, Saturday.
In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I got the date right?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Okay.
But yeah.
And July what?
July 1st.
July 1st.
Benwood, West Virginia.
Benwood, West Virginia.
So, be there.
All right. Well, where at in Benwood?
It's the old school. So
the old high school.
Go look it up. You'll find it.
Cool. All right, well, I'm down diggity with that. So thank you guys again for tuning into our first episode of the Dingo and Marbell Show. We hope you enjoyed
it. Dark Charlie Podcast.
And the Dark Charlie Podcast. Oh, that's right. Yeah, my bad. I think I'm fired.
No. See you later.
Bye.